Let's bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, for a little more analysis of the Alabama game and a look ahead to what's up next in Ole Miss this Saturday. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. We've spent all weekend thinking about that game and the disappointment of it. And aside from those key plays that you talked about, you know, that Vanderbilt only got five penalties, but boy, they were all just killers.
Yeah, that shocked me. You know, I looked at the stats and I'm thinking they probably had 10, 12 penalties.
I was kind of the same way.
It was five penalties, but it probably accounted for about 150 yards when you got right down to it. You know, you take away Bennett's 60-yard catch, you take away Alex's 70-yard return for the, you know, touchdown, and it was very frustrating, I'm sure. But you're talking about Chris, and all during the game we were kind of talking, and I know Kevin was down on the sidelines asking, is he hurt? And he kept getting the answer, no, he's not hurt. I don't know if they were just trying to convince themselves he wasn't hurt or whatever. So we kept saying, well, there's got to be something because he's missing guys not close. I mean, a lot of the passes were not anywhere near their intended receiver. And then he threw that one ball and severely underthrew the ball on that first pass in the third quarter. And when he came out at that point, I think we all knew something was, you know, something's going on here. He's obviously got some kind of problem that they gave him one chance at and realized he wasn't going to be able to deliver. So, and I thought McKenzie Adams played pretty well. I think you have to give Alabama's defense some credit, though, because they got pressure on Chris early and got it on him often and did it basically with just their rushing defensive linemen. They didn't have to run a lot of blitz packages to do it, and I think that had to be part of the disappointment of Saturday as well.
But, Joe, in the second half when Alabama was kind of running down their throats, it got a little demoralizing, didn't it, for Vanderbilt's run defense?
Well, and there's no doubt about it. And, you know, you look at the time of possession in the game, and Alabama 33-47, Vanderbilt 26-13. But, you know, Vanderbilt led the first quarter time of possession pretty handily. And then Alabama the last three quarters just totally controlled the clock and controlled the ball. And by the fourth quarter, that defense that I thought had really done an admirable job of keeping the team in it all the way through the third quarter just finally ran out of gas. They didn't have anything left, and Alabama was able to run it at will.
Mark mentioned the interception by Rashard Lankford. I thought Marcus Buggs was outstanding. We chose him as our player of the game. Was able to put some pressure on John Parker Wilson and really had a big day.
Yeah, they gave Marcus credit for eight tackles, I think. I thought he had more than that. And, you know, he got him from the blind side once. He got pressure on Wilson. He was all over the field, big hits, and kept losing his helmet. I think his helmet came off four or five times during the course of the day with hits he would put on. So, and that's the kind of we expect that out of him. I mean, he's a guy that can bring some pressure from the linebacker spot. And, you know, he's played a lot of positions in high school. He was a running back, so he's got speed, and he certainly used it and looked very good. Rashard's interception was really special on the sideline. They're just one hand and tuck it in. And, you know, it's the guy that played with his ribs all taped up and protection around his midsection there, you could see it. It kind of like he had a flak jacket on underneath his jersey. He didn't slow down at all, and he threw himself around like he always does.
Joe, in a sense, and you said it during the week, and I thought about it, you know, when everybody said this was a must game, I said, no, this really isn't a must game. This week is really more
Ole
of a
Miss
must game.
Certainly a must
but,
game.
But the bottom line was you just wanted to see them play better.
Yeah.
You hope maybe this will strengthen their resolve. I wanted to see a little more mental toughness there, especially by the offense. But, you know, let's face it. They can wipe out a lot of that loss with a good performance this week against Ole Miss, a team that comes in here very beatable.
Oh, I think so, but a team that's got a very good running back, you know, against Jarvis Green-Ellis, and that's probably going to be their method. They're going to try to run the football. And, you know, there are a lot of things that have to get righted this week. One of them for Vanderbilt's special teams, you know, again, giving up a big return. You know, that's 2 weeks in a row that's happened, and they've got some issues there that they're going to have to correct. What was very frustrating to me about that, Kevin, we talked about it on the broadcast. The guys were in position to make the plays and just didn't.
Right.
You know, there were tons of missed tackles in that game where guys were right where they were supposed to be and let guys get off the hook. And you know, that you can't afford to do that against a team like Alabama, or you can't do it against anybody, but really against a quality team like in Alabama. You've got to tackle the ball and be much more fundamentally sound.
Well, Bobby Johnson will have his press conference today and the coaches show coming up tonight.
Looking forward to it. 7 o'clock over at the Commodore Sports Bar and Grill, and hope to have a great crowd out there. We certainly did last week.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot.
Okay, guys.